Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. There is a bizarre reality to the presidential race in Wisconsin right now. And it is this. It's on its head. Historically, and I've preached this, and I have preached this, and I have preached this. Historically, the Republican candidate needs to do very well in Northeast Wisconsin, needs to spend a lot of time in Northeast Wisconsin to make up the metro city of Milwaukee and Madison. But that is based on the premise that the suburban Milwaukee area, the WOW counties, Washington, Outagamie, Woolworth, will break, or Waukesha, rather, will break Trump's way, the Republican candidate's way. And that is not the case. Again, it's Waukesha County. I misspoke. He is underperforming. In fact, he's performing much worse than fellow Republican Mitt Romney 4 years ago in both the red and the blue parts of southeastern Wisconsin. That's where most of the people are, and it is the most polarized region. Milwaukee is, the city is deep, deep blue. Suburban is deep, deep red. Now, even though Milwaukee is deep, deep blue, you still need to win as a Republican a set amount. You need to, and I think it's in the 40-some percentile. He's underperforming there, but what's even worse for him, he is underperforming in the WOW counties, Washington, Outagamie, and Waukesha. And apparently, the Republican Party down there is very worried about this. It's at rightwisconsin.com. An email blast went out Friday, went out to the media. The Waukesha County clerk, Kathleen Novak, sent this email blast to the media Friday. "Hello, all. I'm asking for your help in making sure all voters understand how write-in votes are tallied under the Wisconsin election statutes. There has been an incredibly unprecedented amount of talk this election from people saying they don't plan to vote for any of the party candidates listed on the ballot, but rather plan to write in the name of someone else. Every voter is absolutely entitled to write in any name they wish, and heaven knows we've seen a wide range of inventive and creative names over the years. What many may not know is that only a small handful of written-in name votes are counted. A good example, write-in totals for a candidate such as Bernie Sanders or Marco Rubio," it says Mark Rubio, "Marco Rubio, will never be known. Regardless of how many people might write in their name, they will not be tracked in any meaningful way. Here's why. Prior to the August 2014 election, inspectors were required to count all write-in votes, which took an incredible amount of time and effort to complete. Wisconsin Act 178 provided that write-in votes are only counted in three specific circumstances. Its effective date was April 4th, 2014, put in place August 1st, 2014 primary." Now, all of that is accurate. It is. And she goes on to note that write-ins for registered candidates will be counted. Not surprisingly, this has led to a good deal of confusion since few voters have ever heard of a candidate who does not appear on the ballot but are nevertheless registered. Evan McMullen is a registered write-in. Even savvy political observers can be forgiven for wondering, would votes for independent conservative Evan McMullen be counted in Waukesha County or not? So we asked. The short answer, yes, because he is in fact registered. Since he is registered, the instructions to the polls are to check the result tapes for any write-in votes recorded. Then, yes, poll workers will go through the ballots, pull out any write-ins, and look for all of the registered write-ins, tally them, and will apply that info to the county. So why didn't she mention that? Ozaki, did I say Outagamie? Ozaki. Boy, I'm having a Monday. I said Woolworth instead of Waukesha. Ozaki. Am I going to have to start writing that down too? Waukesha, Ozaki. I did say out of gaming. Thank you, Jeff. Washington, Ozaki, and Waukesha. It's Waukesha. Now, Earl's trying to throw me here. That's right. I can screw this up on my own. I don't need your help. I only got two of the three wrong. That's not bad for a Monday. I'm going to just start calling them the Wow Counties. And if you don't, that's your problem. Waukesha, Ozaki, and Washington. I do appreciate the heads up, Jeff. I do. Spelled the same, frontwards and backwards, and I still screwed it up. So there you go. I appreciate that. I really do. He is badly underperforming there, and apparently in Waukesha County, they are worried about Evan McMullen. Well, people should know their write-in vote won't count. That seemed to be the tone and tenor of the email that she sent out to the media. It will for Evan McMullen because he is a registered write-in in Wisconsin and a lot of other states. A lot of people think he may carry Utah. I don't. I think that's wishful thinking, but who knows in this election season. But it does show how worried they are about what should be an absolutely safe place for the Republican candidate. Those Wow counties. And it's really an issue. And if he doesn't win Wisconsin, that's going to be why. And yes, I think this is where you can blame conservative talk radio down there. While some hosts have now said they will vote for and at least tacitly support Donald Trump, at least two have not and continue to beat the drum against him rather loudly. I think this is a factor. I will also tell you, so they don't take all the heat, this is the danger of him ripping Paul Ryan. Whatever you think of Paul Ryan upstate, he is wildly popular in southeast Wisconsin. Even if counties aren't necessarily in his district, he's wildly popular. Now, his popularity has taken a hit nationally. It looks like you're in a 40 percentile or upset with what his split, if you will, whatever that was, with Donald Trump. But in his neck of the woods in southeast Wisconsin, he is still very, very popular. He's going to get reelected. But Trump's civil war with him and his civil war with Trump, I think, is a big part of what is hurting him down there. A big part. So I don't know if he's going to carry Wisconsin. I don't know if she's leading by as well. I tell you right now, it seems very unlikely. And he was finally a candidate that did very well in the rural areas and outstate areas. But he is failing to take home the money in the bank. And that's probably why the Waukesha County clerk felt she would send an email that suggested your write-in vote doesn't count. It will for Evan McMullen because he is registered in the state. But that tells you how concerned they appear to be down there. And it absolutely is going to make the difference. He's just doing horribly in southeastern Wisconsin. Again, I think there are two factors. I do think it's conservative talk radio, and I do think it's his attacks on Paul Ryan. That's the last bastion, Ryan's not going to lose half of his support in that part the way he is in the nation. He's just not. And it really does show the lack of unity, unfortunately, in the conservative movement right now. Then there is this. This is a story that could easily get buried in the Friday news cycle. I'm not saying that was the intent. Oftentimes, politicians do the Friday afternoon dump. That is not what happened here. This just happened to come out on Friday, and I don't think anybody really was trying to hide it. Some stories do come out organically on Friday. I mean, there's news that happens on Friday. Just a lot of it is orchestrated by politicians to get minimal coverage. This is not, I don't think this is the case here. This has been widely reported, but this is from the Wall Street Journal. Some of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's posts on Facebook have set off an intense debate inside the social media company over the past year, with some employees arguing certain posts about banning Muslims from entering the U.S. should be removed for violating the site's rules on hate speech, according to people familiar with the matter. The decision to allow Mr. Trump's post went all the way, and this I find fascinating, to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who ruled in December that it would be inappropriate to censor the candidate, according to people familiar with the matter. This virtually touched off the civil war within Facebook. That decision has prompted employees to complain on Facebook's internal messaging service and in person to Mr. Zuckerberg and other managers that it's bending the site's rules, and some employees who work in a group charged with reviewing content threaten to quit, the sources said. Mr. Trump's campaign declined comment. Now, they got a statement, I believe it was a statement from Facebook on Wednesday. A spokeswoman said, "Its reviewers consider the context of a post when assessing whether to take it down. That context can include the value of political discourse," she said. "Many people are voicing opinions about this particular content, and it has become an important part of the conversation around who will be the next U.S. president." On Friday, senior members of Facebook's policy team posted more details on its policy. "The weeks ahead, we're going to begin allowing more items that people find newsworthy, significant, or important to the public interest, even if they might otherwise violate our standards," they wrote. The internal debate shed light on how Facebook has grappled with its position as one of the biggest sources of political information during a particularly contentious election cycle. Some 44% of Americans get at least some of their news from Facebook. This is a huge story because hate speech is in the eye of the beholder. I want to talk more about this in 3 minutes because this revelation, I think, has huge implications for the future. It's 9:49.
The Jerry Bader Show.